Sairam, dear listeners, till now you have heard the live Telugu segment, Shri Satya Sai Divya Sandesh Jari, and it's now time for us to go to the final segment of the first session of this Thursday Live. And this is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh inviting you all to yet another new episode of the Veda Jignasa program. And along with me is Brother Bhargav, Sairam Bhargav.
Sairam Ganesh, Sairam dear listeners.
So at the outset, all of us would collectively offer our humble pranams and obeisance at the lotus feet of our most dearest Bhagwan, and with a humble prayer that whatever we think, whatever we speak and whatever we do is in unison with what he wants us to do, and every thought, every word and every deed is his inspiration. So with that humble prayer, Bhargav, so we have embarked on a journey.
Yes.
A journey which we named it as the journey inwards.
Yes, yes, yes.
In the last class.
Yes.
So now I think we have to commence that journey. In the last segment, we had just discussed about what that journey can do to us, what is the purpose of that journey,
yes,
and what is the goal of that journey.
So without any delay, with Ganesha Prarthana, we'll start.
Yes, surely.
Om Gananantva Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavin Kavinamupamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrunvannotibhissedasadanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vajevir Vajinivati Dhinama Vitriyavatu Ganeshaya Namaha Saraswatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.
So we actually gave a small exercise to all our listeners. Do you remember, Bhargav?
Yes, yes, correct.
Why don't all the listeners just delve into that? It's like a trailer for the entire journey.
Yes, correct.
So I hope the listeners have gone through the entire mantra.
Yes.
And they would have been surely inspired by
the meaning,
whatever we all have understood.
Mm.
So we shall try to little elaborate on that today.
Yes. So just to start with, Ganesh, this is part of a bigger Upanishad called Mahanarayana Upanishad.
Mm.
It comes in that as a part of that.
Mm.
So if you know, whenever we chant Mahanarayana Upanishad, there is a statement which comes in the beginning.
Mm.
Swami always talks about it. Anuraniyan Mahato Mahiyan. So you are the one who is the smallest of the small and the largest of the gigantic one.
Yes.
And when we see the Narayana Suktam also, we can distribute it into two parts actually.
Mm.
There's a first part which actually talks about what is he like. He's the all-compassing one, the one who is all-pervasive. He is everywhere. All these things will come.
Mm.
The second part, it says that one who is everywhere
Is also in you.
In you, in a very minutest
form.
Of form that we'll anyway when we so just to draw a parallel in Pursuktam we have Sabhumim Vishvato Vritva Atyatishthat Dashangulam, means he is the one who encompasses all the worlds, everything, the whole universe. Still after encompassing the whole universe also, 10 angulas or maybe 10 steps beyond also he is there. So that much is his expansion, that much is his form. And this in the second statement, in the second thing, when we come to Narayana Suktam, as we had discussed last time, that same Narayana, that same Purusha, that same all-pervading one, he is like a small dot, or even a smaller than a dot in the cavity of our heart,
a small spark.
So it is so nice, means it's so fascinating to understand all this. So but before getting into this, what I felt is, Ganesh, whenever we want to do an exercise to go towards God or something, first try to understand the meaning anyway.
Correct.
So before starting into the Suktam proper, so at least we had one meaning. Remember last time, Narayana. Narayana means
Narasya Ayanam.
Means the goal of
every individual, every being.
So that's one thing. And second a second meaning which you found was Naraha Ayanam Yasya Saha, means the one who is being, this being, this Nara, is itself is his abode. Means it is not that we have to go out somewhere and do a search. The search has to go inward. You know what last time we had told, go inward, go inward, go inward. So before starting the journey, you know what the mind, you know, Swami says is a monkey mind. So how to get it into going inward? So there is a nice hint in this. The first part, like if you give, like Swami says, na, you give it anything, it gets molded into that form. You like, there's a nice example Swami gives that if a paper is wrapped in pakodas,
it will smell
the pakoda or the onion. If the same paper is wrapped in jasmine flowers, beautiful smell will come. So probably to first take it away from that foul smell or bad smell, getting into the smell of the jasmine. So the first part actually talks about the all pervasive, all expansive, and the most magnificent grandeur of the
Lord.
So that your mind gets probably like stupefied, like it just gets, my God, what is this? You know what? Remember we were discussing last time. Correct. If you see a beautiful ocean. Or a
you
mountain,
you feel so insignificant before that.
And then your mind stops. So first, I think the objective of the seers in this mantra is stop the mind, talking about the enormity of this whole creation and Narayana in them. Then when it's ready, then probably take it inwards.
Yeah, there is a beautiful saying that Swami usually quotes this, Yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha. No words can explain the grandeur of the Lord.
Yes. So, and then one more thing is, if I say, oh my God, he's that one, he's that. So mind says, what is that? So first, you have to probably feed the mind something which is more tangible, more interesting.
More palatable.
No, more something which can be understandable. So that Swami gives a beautiful, this one shloka, he says that ornaments, gold in the ornaments. So ornaments means we can relate. If you say garland, beautiful flowers, then if you see the flowers, then see the string in between. So that way, probably, the mind has to be first.
It has to understand. Understand.
Probably with the, you know what Swami says, cause and effect. The effect is there. If the effect is there, then the cause is there. First, take it to the effect. Tell, my God, he's there, he's this. And then probably, why he's this here, go back. So that is how it starts.
Exactly.
So, should we just start with the first statement?
Yes, exactly. So, Sahasrasirisham Devam Vishwaksham Vishwashambhuvam.
Again, one interesting thing we noted in this thing also is that probably a little bit of Sanskrit we'll get into. Dwell into Sanskrit. You know these vibhaktis we have. You remember we had
Dvitiya vibhakti and Tritiya vibhakti.
Seven vibhaktis are there. So Dvitiya vibhakti always talks about an action. For any Dvitiya vibhakti, you need to have an action. Aham Devam Namami. I am worshipping the Lord. Ganeshaha Gruham Gachati. So Ganesh is going to the house. So Gruham Devam. Means it is not brother, it's not Deva is there or Gruha is there.
You have to put effort.
Effort.
To reach there.
To reach there or do something with that statement.
Correct.
So here if you notice, all the lines Sahasrashirisham, Devam, Vishwaksham, Vishwashambhuvam means the sages and seers who had got this understanding, they are prodding us not only see what is, it's not an appreciation, it is for putting it into action.
So we have to properly utilize this lockdown period to contemplate on the Lord and put effort in realizing Him.
So probably Sahasrirsham Dhyayami or Sahasrirsham Contemplatami, something like that. We have to do an effort. With all these words, because otherwise they would have said Sahasrashirshaha, Devaha, Vishwakshaha, Vishwashambhuha. No, they're talking Sahasrashirsham, Devam. Means all these things should have a karma, should have an activity related to it. So activity here is obviously not eating Sahasrashirshaha. We can't eat all. It's only thinking about them or contemplating about them, or meditating about them. So with that initial statement, actually we have to do an activity of actually dwelling on it.
Correct.
Rather than just appreciating and leaving it.
So then I think the Sahasrasirisham Devam Vishwaksham Vishwashambhuvam. The basic meaning, if we can try to understand, means all heads are his.
Mm.
Means if we understand that he is the thinker, he is the doer, and that should be, I think, enough. Here, yeah. Actually, I remember one beautiful experience, Bhargav.
Mm.
This happened in 2009, Kodaikanal.
Okay.
Our Burakada group, Arvind Sai, Prabhakar and Sai Raghuram.
Sai Raghuram.
So all three were like blessed by Swami to perform three different stories in a span of only 1 week to 10 days in Kodaikanal.
Mm.
It's a very, very rare opportunity.
Yes.
And then Swami was showering lots of love on them. And on the final day, when the third performance was over, they had actually taken blessings of Swami. Swami also felicitated all three of them there in Kodai. Then Swami asked, I'm very happy with all three of you. Then Arvind Sai had so very boldly told Swami, Swami, it is you that who is doing to us.
Mm-hmm.
We are just instruments and we are just standing here in front of the mic. Okay. It is you who is telling the story. It is you who is entertaining the
audience. Yourself.
Mm-hmm. And then at that moment, Swami put it so beautifully, which gives a example of explanation for this. Swami told, because you have the faith that it is Swami who is doing through you, that is why you are able to sit next to me and make this performance happen.
You're beautiful, so beautiful. Huh?
Means the ultimate thing that he is the doer.
Yes.
We are just instruments in his hands.
Mm.
Is the realization that we have to get.
I think Ganesh, before starting Narayana Suktam, only if
we
have understand,
ended the Narayana Suktam.
If we understand Sahasra Shirsham, the activity that understand this, again, Sahasra Shirsham means an activity.
Mm.
If we understand that he is everywhere, that's all. What is his, he is a doer, that's all. We don't need to go ahead at all.
Actually, the thing Swami beautifully tells in his discourse also, I separated myself from myself to love myself.
Yes.
Then what exists other than him?
Yes. No, if we realize this, then I think we don't need to proceed further. That's all.
I think it is just to make our mind understand again and again.
So that it comes back again and again, whenever it strays outside. But you had one more experience about the cyclist.
Actually, just today I was editing one of the interviews that we had with a old devotee from the place of Machilipatnam, which is there in West Godavari district. These were old-time devotees from 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
And this man had, along with his group of youth members, they embarked on a journey, journey what we are undertaking, on cycles from Machilipatnam to Puttaparthi,
Prashantiniliam.
So they had decided that, because it's a difficult journey, they have to cross ghat roads and different kinds of terrains they have to cross.
India.
So they thought, see, our safety is most important because we have to reach there and to see Swami.
Mm.
That is the first and foremost thing. So whenever any heavy vehicles come during our course of the journey, you leave the bicycle aside, you be safe. So that was the plan they had. So on the way, where there was a very, very steep curve, one lorry was just rushing forth.
Mm.
And all the 16 members were like very tensed what to do. So with that plan in mind, all of them jumped onto the other side of the road and put their cycles to the hillock area.
Mm.
And then they stuck to the wall there.
The cliff.
The cliff.
Mm.
And the lorry driver was also very tensed because 16 members in that very narrow area were going hither and thither.
Mm.
So somehow it was a very narrow escape and all of them were safe. They reached Parthi. The next day, Swami had granted them an interview.
Mm.
In that interview, Swami asked them, why are you all taking so much of trouble coming here? And then they were all like, Swami, what is there? We wanted to see you.
That's why we came.
That is why we came. We embarked on this journey. Then Swami told, see, when you started from your place, your parents had a lot of tension whether you will reach here or not. Then when you are coming on the journey, when you saw the lorry driver had a lot of tension whether he will cross you and go. When you saw the lorry driver, there was tension in you. And seeing all these things, Swami was feeling very tense how you will be. Means in one single sentence, Swami told that everything that is there is nothing but Him.
Yeah.
The tension in the parents, the tension in the lorry driver, the tension in the cyclist, and the tension in Himself.
So he's there in everyone.
Yes.
He's there in everyone. So this actually was a nice experience too.
He described their entire journey as it is. And in fact, all the 16 members had a small heated argument on the journey. And Swami told, I know about the argument that you had. That was because, and he gave a simile of how Lakshmana had that thought of going and becoming the king of Lanka. And then Rama, after coming back from that place, so Rama tells, no, there is no mistake of yours, Lakshmana. It is the Sthala Prabhavam that had affected your thinking.
Negative thoughts of that place.
And Swami told the same thing to these bunch of 16 youth members. Because of the vibration of that place, you had that thought of fighting with each other. As soon as you came out of that place, you're all fine. And you had reached Swami.
Yes.
So what else better way we can explain this Sahasra Sirsham Devam?
So should we proceed further?
Yeah, we have to proceed. Yeah, we have to do justice to the journey.
Yeah. So the next one is again Devam. So probably we have to again contemplate on the Devam, on the Deva. So Deva, according to our Sanskrit, actually Sanskrit is a beautiful language. You have so many different interpretations and meanings. Two main meanings which come out is the one, the effulgent one, the one who lights up everything else, means in whose light everything else is seen, everything else is experienced or manifested. He is basically the substratum of everything.
Correct.
He is the one who, because of whom everything else exists, everything else comes to life. And you know, Swami talks about a beautiful acronym, G-O-D, the generator,
organizer, and the destroyer.
So, it comes out from God, it gets organized by God, and gets again layam back into God. So, Devam actually has that. The effulgent one means the one who gives light, who gives consciousness, chaitanyam to every being in this whole universe. The second one is again very interesting. Second one is the one for whom this whole universe is a play. So Leela is just a Leela for him, like a play for him. So for Leela also, remember you had one nice experience of your dance group.
Yes, yes. Actually, before we go into that, the first one, the source of all the beings. Actually, there is a beautiful shloka in Bhagavad Gita which explains this concept. The samam sarveshu bhuteshu tishtantam parameshwaram vinashyastu avinashyantam yah pashyati sapashyati.
Okay.
Means this explains that samam sarveshu bhuteshu. I am present in each and every thing in this universe.
Animate, inanimate.
Everything. Tishtantam Parameshwaram, like that ultimate force, I am present in each and every one. Vinashyati Vinashyastu Avinashyantam, in that destructible one, I am present as the indestructible one. So if you have the vision of seeing that indestructible one, in the one which can be destroyed,
yes,
then you are a true Jnani.
Yes.
So I think the journey is more now opening up. So then coming to the play aspect on one of the days, Swami suddenly called the dance group boys and he told, you have to dance now. That was a sudden jolt for us, because we have not practiced for a long time. There was a lot of gap because exams were
so
coming.
He just came for the evening darshan and told, you perform now.
Yes, he was sitting for Vedam. He called us, all 19 of us in the dance group, told, dance. So we gave explanation to Swami. Swami, we don't have costume. We don't have music. Boys are not there. Swami told, I will wait here. You have to do now. So Swami was so insistent that Swami waited for 45 full minutes for us to get the music, get the costumes, and get all the boys ready. So in the bhajan hall, all of us obviously were tensed because there was a lot of crowd sitting in Sai Kulwant hall and see, obviously we should not get a bad name to Swami. That is the first and foremost thing in our mind.
Yes.
And then when those thoughts were running, after we got ready, Swami came into the bhajan hall. And two of us, seniors from the dance group, we rushed to Swami and we told him, Swami, frankly to speak, we apologize. We didn't practice.
Mm.
So you are the one who has to do through us.
Mm.
The realization will dawn upon us in the time of crisis.
Yes.
Swami will make us realize that.
So probably, we interrupt you.
Mm.
I think the play of the Lord is to make our mind realize that it is He who is doing this.
Doing. Yes.
For that only, the play is for that.
Exactly. But thing is, when things are relaxed, we feel that we are doing.
Yes.
But when things are tight, when it is crisis situation,
and
it is always He who does.
Yes. Yes.
So then both of us approached Swami, and Swami held both of our hands. And He smiled at us and told, Velli Cheyandra, go and do, go and dance.
Mm.
This is also my Leela.
So it's so symbolic, na? You dance His Leela, and your dancing also is like a keli. It's like
exactly.
A play.
Play. It's a play.
And through your dance, He was making you realize that this is His
play. So that was very interesting, because after the program, we know how well we did. So
how well or how worse we did.
That's what, that you should be able to understand. And then all the devotees were coming and congratulating us and telling, you've done a wonderful job. How many days did you practice for?
All that.
But we knew the truth, because once you obey His command, there is a shield that is created around you to protect you.
Means whatever you do, people see it in a beautiful way.
That realization had dawned upon us that you are the one who is doing through it.
So he made you realize through His play that this is what it is.
Hmm.
So, okay, then next, Vishwaksham Vishwashambhuvam. Vishwaksham is like, He is the one who sees through all eyes, who sees through everything which is there in this universe.
Hmm.
Vishwashambhuvam, very interesting. Vishwashambhuvam is, He is the one who takes delight in through everything.
Mm.
He is the one who enjoys, feels happy or feels joyful.
Mm.
So in this, we always get this doubt. Means if I first, leave aside, I do a bhajan, I get a lot of bliss.
Mm.
That is, I'm enjoying, because this is God's, if I eat a rasgulla, the joy of eating rasgulla also is His ananda, His joy only. So this doubt we always get.
Mm.
So in this particular statement, Vishwashambhuvam, He takes delight in everything. So all anandas are His only.
Mm.
So it is. So I remember one incident of Bhagya sir.
Mm.
Once he was teaching in, he had come from outside, and Swami had told him, "You become professor in MBA here."
Mm.
And then when he was teaching, he was always feeling that I should do meditation more and more. I should
sadhana.
I should devote myself more to spiritual life. Why am I wasting my time teaching students here and teaching them? He used to teach probability and analytical techniques in management, leadership,
research.
All this operation research and all these so-called mundane mathematics things and all.
Mm.
So he was very dejected, and once he decided that I will, this is Swami given opportunity. Swami told, you teach my students in my university.
Mm.
He first thought, let me leave all this, just go and retire in a cave in Himalayas and do penance, do abide in myself, do continuous meditation for whatever, how much time I can.
Mm.
And he decided, and he thought of leaving also after a few days. So Swami called him for an interview, and Swami asked, what is this you are thinking? He felt Swami actually reflected what he was thinking. He told Swami, yes Swami, I don't want to do this mundane job. I don't want to teach this probability, mathematics and all these things. I want to just retire and just contemplate on you. I don't want to do anything of this worldly activities.
Mm.
Swami got so angry with him. Swami told him, if you separate this as spiritual, separate this as worldly, you think this is spiritual activity, this is worldly activity, I will not give you what you want in the next 100 births or 1,000 births also. He started shivering, because the way Swami told him with that authority, he was lost in his mind. He was not able to understand what to do. Then Swami told, don't differentiate this and this as spiritual or worldly. Whatever you do, whatever you experience in that, think that this is God's experience only. You teach them as you're teaching me. Whatever you do, you offer it to me as if it's done for my sake. So in this, in the same way, if I eat something nice, had a sumptuous lunch or dinner, wow, I feel so happy. That happiness, we should offer it to Lord, because it is His happiness.
Correct.
He only has given that happiness to us.
Exactly.
So if we do that, then probably every activity of ours will be an offering to
offering
him.
So I think, we just have 3 more minutes. So before we conclude today's episode, the padyam which you were talking about, where Swami tells about the unity in diversity.
Yes.
The single entity
probably
that is present
we go to
in
next,
all.
There is a next, if you go come to the next statement. First line is over. The second line is Vishwam Narayanam Devam Aksharam
Paramam Padam.
So, Vishwam Narayanam. So, again, he is the one who is the dweller in whatever is manifest. Vishwam. He is a substratum of the whole universe. Whatever is there. Whatever is the manifest and unmanifest universe. He is a substratum. So like, you know, Swami always talks about a beautiful poem. The ornaments are many, but gold is one.
That
like,
I think the people should, all of us should try to understand and learn Swami's literature. Because as, especially in our case, in the first segments when we told that G.V. Subbarao, Gandikoti Subramanya Sastri Garu told, whatever Swami speaks is there in the Vedas.
Yes, yes.
So that is what is being explained here in this padyam. Annamulu veru akali okkate. The different types of foods
are different.
But the hunger is the same. Shrungaramulu veru bangaram okkate. Means ornaments are different, but the gold is same. Pashula vannelu veru palu okkate. Means there are different hues of, different colors of cows.
Cows and cattle.
But the milk is the same. Jeeva jantuvulu veru jeevundu okkade. The indweller is the same in all the variety myriad forms. Pula jatulu veru puja okkate. Take any flower. Finally, you have to offer it at the feet of the Lord.
Any type of color or smell, anything.
And then finally, darshanambulu vere daivambu okkade.
So you can go to any Lord, any God, worship anyone. Finally, it is
goes to him. So I think with this initial thought, we have taken the first step. Maybe the first step is also the last step. And the last step also will be the first step. So this journey is very, very interesting.
Yes.
And it reveals the glory of our Lord. And we have to be ready to go deeper and deeper and deeper into
the whole thing,
beauty of our Lord. So with this few words, we shall come to a close of this episode of the Veda Jignyasa. And please, we request the listeners to do write your feedback, your ideas, your thoughts on this to listener@radiosai.org or WhatsApp it to 9393-258-258. So with this humble prayer and with a prayer to Swami that whatever we think, whatever we speak, whatever we do is His inspiration, we shall conclude this episode with the Kshama Pradhana Mantram.
Yes.
Om Yadakshara Parabhrashtam Matra Hinam Tuyad Bhavet Tatsarvam Kshamyatam Deva Narayana Namostute Visargabindu Matrani Padapadaksharani Cha Nyunani Cha Tiriktani Kshamasvasa Ishvara Aparada Sahasrani Kriyante Harnishanmaya Dasoyam Mitamamatva Kshamasvasa Ishvara Anyadasharanam Nasi Tumeva Sharanam Mama Tasmat Karunya Bhavena Rakshirakshasa Ishvara Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Sai Ishvara Arpanamastu.